An oil train that derailed and caught fire forced more than 100 to evacuate last week. Just over 400 people live in the sleepy town surrounded by cherry orchards and basalt cliffs. Now they're dealing with a cleanup effort and questions about their community's safety. Amelia Templeton reports.
Loretta Sheeler was working outside her property along the railroad tracks last Friday afternoon, and she heard a train pull into town.
Usually when the trains come through town, sometimes there's a squealing of brakes, and it did catch my attention. I thought it was a little bit more of a knocking kind of squeal.
She didn't think much of the noise until she saw a black plume of smoke rise into the air. A few minutes later, the fire chief pulled up and told her and her neighbors to evacuate.
I had no idea that explosive crude oil, that 96 cart trains of crude oil were being pulled through the community. So to me, I'm in shock.
Sheeler loves Mosier. She just built an apartment and commercial space there with a sloping roof that's meant to look like the mountains across the river. She spent $500,000 on the building.
Which is my entire savings and retirement and daily wages and all the time I have is there. So
the oil train fire stopped just across the street from Sheeler's building. She wanted a bakery or a real estate office to move into the first floor, but it's been a struggle to attract businesses. Now, she thinks tenants will be afraid of being so close to the tracks.
So it's very stressful and very anxious and very concerned about what the future holds.
Mosier Fire Chief Jim Appleton says in the past, he's tried to be a mediator between the Union Pacific Railroad and his neighbors in town who oppose oil trains.
Assuring the community that, oh, you know, that they've got a great safety record and chances are minuscule. But it happened in our town.
Now Appleton says he's changed his mind.
I hope that this becomes a death knell for this mode of shipping this cargo. I think it's insane.
The disaster didn't take any lives and caused minimal property damage. In Appleton's view, that was a matter of luck.
If the same derailment had happened 24 hours earlier, there would have been 35 mile an hour gusts blowing the length of the train, so the fire could have very easily spread to some or all of the 96 cars behind.
Federal regulators say oil from the Bakken region is more flammable and more dangerous than other types of crude. Shipments through the Columbia River Gorge have increased in recent years. Emergency responders and communities along rail lines in the Northwest have struggled to prepare for a possible disaster. Departments have tried to stockpile critical equipment needed to fight oil fires, including a special type of fire suppression foam. But Appleton says that foam was of relatively little use for the first 10 hours after the fire started in Mosier. It couldn't be directly applied to the main rail car that was on fire.
The metal is just too hot, and the foam will land on the white-hot metal and just evaporate without any suppression effect.
To fight the fire, crews had to cool down the hot metal rail cars filled with explosive oil. Hour after hour, they sprayed the tankers with 1,500 gallons of water a minute, drawn from the Columbia River. At a press conference, Union Pacific spokeswoman Raquel Espinoza promised a full investigation and said the company would pay for the cost of the firefighting.
We apologize to the residents of Mosier, the state of Oregon, and the Pacific Northwest region.
Espinoza said a track inspection 4 days before the derailment found nothing out of the ordinary. Crude oil shipments make up less than 1% of the railroad's traffic, according to Espinoza. But that could change in the Northwest. Oil companies have proposed building the largest oil-by-rail terminal in the country. It would be at the Port of Vancouver, 70 miles down the Columbia River from Mosier. I'm Amelia Templeton, reporting.